Blog Talk Radio.
And now the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Jansen.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Hagen.
You're welcome.
This is Bernard Jansen. I just want to thank you all for being on the Fresh Fruits Worldwide. Prayer and praise come to mind. Mind them that you, Lord, have seen many miracles on this line. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Well, welcome, all of you. Let's go to God in prayer this morning, and then we'll speak to the Lord and thank you. Heavenly Father, what a mighty privilege it is just to call your name and to know that you're there, Lord. You've been there all the time. Thank you for what you've done for us. Thank you for what you're doing, and thank you for what you're going to do. All the many, many miracles. We thank you for it. They ask for forgiveness for all sins of commission and sins of omission. Help us to forgive those who trespass against us. And God bless us now. Bless the prayer line today. And hope, Lord, we surrender to you. Our soul says yes. Yes to you. Go, God, and we just love you and thank you. Have faith to believe you for all things. We can't doubt you, Lord, because we know too much about you. We love how you've been through the storm and rain with us. And you brought us out. Some of the things you've done for us, Lord, miracles like we've never seen in 2015. I want to thank you for blessing me personally. And I appreciate it so very, very much. Again, Lord, we ask that you bless the Caroline and Holy Ghost, I welcome in this place. We ask you to take over and let the people be blessed powerfully. In the name of Jesus, we pray and for the glory of God. We give you glory. We give you honor. I want to thank you not only for this line, but for the Bible line and for the prayer line. Oh, my God. Thank you for those who are on the Lord and in my life. Also, Lord, we pray in my name, Jesus' name. Bless, 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 bless. We pray. Pray, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless all of you. My Lord. Good morning to you and to you and to everyone on the prayer line. Are you all awake this morning? Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord. I want us to speak to the Lord. A lot of people think it's kind of funny. But if you believe that he is real, why would you speak to him if you didn't know him? That sounds funny to me. And I don't know why a person would do that. But if you believe he's real, and you know, you believe that he's real, let's speak to him in the name of Jesus. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Let's give him praise and adoration. Well, see, praise check, that's the time for you to come in, everybody, and give him praise on the level where you really want to praise him. Then. I want to praise him high, because he's done some high things for me and been so good. Amen. Where are you this morning? Let's give him a praise.
Praise check. Lord, thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You're worthy.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Mother Adelie Johnson, mother to the nations,
I tell you, and we thank God for what he's doing for her. We appreciate all of the bishops. Thank God for my husband and that ambassador, Dr. Bishop Hagen. We thank God, amen, for all of the ambassadors and all the ambassadors-elect, to all the leaders, to each and every one of you and all of our family that's listening from all around the world. And we certainly do thank God. We can be reached simply by calling into the live studio, 347-934-0207. And we do applaud and recognize our leader for the excellent job that he's doing in getting this message around the world. And may God forever bless him. And we just want to encourage First Fruits, as well as all that is a part of this great ministry. Amen. Our leader has reached a milestone, achievement to another level. It's never, ever been done on this level before. No one else has ever received such an honor as has been done recently. And we just want to encourage First Fruits, amen, to join in the celebration. I know you've got something exquisite planned for him. So let us all find out what Ambassador Hodges and the others have planned so we all can be a part. God bless. We love you. And back to you, Ambassador Stern.
Yeah, we've been there for a moment, Ambassador Stern. Uh-huh. I just want to say, I know this is time for praise reports, but I just, as you mentioned, and mentioned our milestones that God blessed us to accomplish. I received a phone call, I believe it was yesterday, and Lady Betty, I received a phone call, and it was Ambassador Hagen, and said, you know, these things that God has done for you, they're phenomenal, she said. And she said, you got to celebrate. You got to celebrate. And she sent us $100 for me to take out Lady Betty and our family. I just want to thank her publicly. She didn't have to do that. I appreciate that so very, very much.
Awesome.
And thank you for even the kind gesture. Thank you. And we will celebrate. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Chief.
Well, the Lord, that is the act of kindness. Amen. Showing that you care. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Chief Ambassador, in behalf of the First Food Prayer Line, we certainly do care. Amen. And we salute you as well to your great achievement. I don't know what you call it, but I know it's another milestone. I don't know what the title it is to it, but I do know it is deserving of a great celebration. And we do salute you, and I'm sure everyone in their own way, amen, would let you know that. I know that we're at the point now into our praise and on the praise line now for showing that you care. And if there's anyone on the line, amen, that is on the line and you don't have anything in your spirit that you know about to care, maybe, I know he put it in my hand at this moment, but maybe we can give our Chief Ambassador some words of encouragement to let him know that we may not be there in the natural, but we certainly is there in the spirit. And when I heard Ambassador Gina Hodges the other day, wonderful occasion she had attended, and it just blessed her soul. Amen. I do like to celebrate with others, because when you celebrate with others, God will celebrate. I have someone to celebrate with you. So I would like to start out by saying myself and Ambassador Patricia Stern and my entire family, we do celebrate, amen, the milestone that is another milestone on the legacy of your achievement, as the Lord is elevating you into other areas of your life. And Chief Ambassador, you are deserving of everything that the Lord has given unto you. The Word of God says, the plans that I have for you, they are plans of good, and they are not of evil. And I have not seen, even what the have not seen, not ears heard, what the Spirit of the Lord yet has to bless you while you're here on the face of the earth. And I'm just paraphrasing it, but from my heart, amen, we say congratulations to you. Anyone else on our First Group, prayer family, amen, this is a family of people. We're not just
on the line. We have really bonded together with one another in spirit and in truth, and I want someone to help us celebrate. And I just wanted to reiterate again that when I listen to station identification, don't mean that we go to sleep or we walk away. It gives it's the time where we recognize the station and what's going on, and I listen to it every time Ambassador Julie Hagan says it, and she says it fresh every day. I listen over 90 billion listeners. My God, I don't even know how to count up to that. Amen. But that's nobody but the goodness of the Lord, especially from the time and some of you started way before me up until now. What a growth. I don't know anything that I've been in, amen, that has a growing spur such as that one. So the seed was planted on good ground. And we could see the results of the there is leaves on and Chief Ambassador's tree, and they're very green, and there's all kind of trees and other trees that is extending from that particular root that he planted there. So God bless you all this morning. Let's celebrate today, amen, by letting our Chief Ambassador and his family know that we care. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyone on the line would like to help us celebrate today? You're on
praise
the line.
Praise the Lord. Hi, Ambassador Stern. This is Ambassador Stith, and God bless you, Chief, for your milestones and my elevation in many areas. I'm going to share my tribute to you by quoting Mandela. Mr. Mandela is a quote from his inaugural speech years ago, and it goes like, our deepest fears is not that we are inadequate, but our deepest fears is that we are powerful beyond measures. It is not our darkness, but our light that frightens us the most. And the reason I quote that so much is because people are not afraid of your darkness. People are afraid of your light, because your light shines, and your light is shining. And your light calls other people to step up with accountability and responsibility. Your light causes other people to put a measuring stick and see where they are. And sometimes people measure themselves about what you are doing, and it brings on a whole lot of jealousy. But I want you to know, great man of God, you keep shining in the kingdom of God, because God has put great things in you. And one of the other parts of that inaugural speech I like the most by Mr. Mandela, when he says, we've been made by the master, by the creator. His hand has made you. He's touched you. He knows everything about you. Glory to God. And the latter part I will close on is when he says, you play it small does not serve the world. So, great man of God, but you never lower your standards to please anyone else's. Now, Steve, you play big because you serve a great and big and mighty God. Don't ever play small to someone else's ego. God bless you, and I tell you, you are my mentor in the Lord. I love you much, and you keep striving, and your family is striving with you. And even if no one stands with you, you stand. Glory to God, and God bless you.
Yeah, praise God. That is a big exhortation for all of us, but we certainly want others to be able to express to their Chief Ambassador, amen, how they feel about him. Amen. Anyone else this morning? You're on the line.
Good morning, Ambassador Stern. This is Ambassador Hodges. And a lot of people may not recall or may not have heard what it is that we're talking about. And I just want to let them know that this past Saturday at Kansas State University, a dissertation was done on our Chief Ambassador. And this is the first time in the history of in the music arts history that a dissertation has been done on a gospel artist.
They did it on the devil's horn, but this young man was one of the sons of the adopted sons of our chief ambassador. Did his dissertation on Saturday. It was such an awesome event. Auditorium full of people. Bishops were in attendance. Professors. I think there were a couple of state representatives there, if I'm not mistaken. There was a choir, the orchestra behind us, a marching band. It was really, really wonderful. Such a great thing to witness on this past Saturday. So this is something that's going down in history. I personally do not know of any others that have received this great honor. And at the end, our chief ambassador did take this speech. But I just wanted to enlighten others on what it is that we're celebrating for. And on Monday, Ambassador Stitt did such a great job on informing us of just what an honor this is. And we as First Fruit family definitely want to lift him up also and praise our own. Because as I said, this is a once in a lifetime thing. Chief Ambassador, I'm so godly proud of you. I mean, to be able to witness that you keep up the good work. You're doing a great job, and your labor has not been in vain. Others may have seen as if they said, well, your time is up, you've used up, we're done with you. But God has not forgotten. There are still people out there that appreciate and love the outstanding job that you have done, not only with the Church of God in Christ, not only with the National Baptist Convention, but you have made a mark. You have put a seed. You have made an influence, an impact on others' lives out there that you just don't even know about. Millions of people across the world, kings, queens, including our ex-president Bill Clinton, they all know and love the music and the talents of Dr. Vernard Johnson. God bless you, Chief, and continue to use your gift. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Wonderful. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do you want me to continue, Chief Ambassador?
Whenever you, it's in your hands.
It's your day. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I certainly want to go. That's why I listened to station identification, because on the end, Ambassador Hagen, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen mentioned that. Amen, and that's amen. I'm sure I'm not the only one that heard it, but that's why the Lord give us ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, and I thank God for that. So we want to continue and to get as many exhortations in this morning as we can, as time allow us before we go into prayer. Anyone else, you're on the line to give our chief ambassador an exhortation, celebration, congratulations, whatever way you want to put it.
God bless you. God bless you, Ambassador Stern. Praise God that you didn't cut me off. Yeah. So many would like to jump in and just give praises and give the accolades, because Ambassador Johnson has done a tremendous job. And this is thank God for him. Thank God, Ambassador Johnson, for all your labor. No one, as I always say, this is not an easy job. It's not an easy job to be on the block line, on the prayer line, on the children's line, and be a pastor, and wear other hats, and yet travel, and do the ministry, and evangelize. It's not an easy thing. A lot of people are not willing to do it, and that is one of the reasons why God called you. Because you said, here am I, Lord, send me. And when he sent you, you went willingly to do his will. And it's such a blessing to know that you have touched lives throughout the world with your horn. And I have noticed and watched, you're one of the only musicians that I have ever known that has gone to as many places as you have gone. We have a lot of speakers that have gone places. I do apologize for my voice, but we have speakers that have gone to many places. But we have not had one yet to go to every part, every state, every country. Amen. I tell you, it's just a miracle, just a blessing to know that you were willing to do the will of God. And even when the Lord said, man, you didn't just say, Lord, is it over? But you went 1,000 days plus. And that is just amazing all by itself. Because God knows whom he can trust. And when the enemy just like he did when he went to bump at Job, because Job was an upright and he didn't and he feared the Lord. He feared what God could do to him, not the enemy. But we just thank God for you. Thank God for you opening up the prayer line. And we have an opportunity to meet so many brothers and sisters across the nation, around the world, and touch lives to those that are behind the iron curtain and places that we've never heard of, places we can never go, giving us the opportunity to just witness and pray for so many, pray for and be recognized by so many around the world. So God bless you and just continue to do the will of God. And whenever you feel like you're alone, just remember the scripture where he said he never leave you nor forsake. Be in there in the background, as you always say, boosting and holding up your arms. So God bless you both. Just stay. God bless you. We love you.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't believe that Hallbach can ever have these kind of words of expressions in a card and put in a card and sent to you. It's nothing like the anointing of God allowing the spirit to flow like that from your people that are on this line to give you those words of encouragement. And I want to continue with this, and anyone else, don't be intimidated by what anyone else say. Amen, praise the Lord, because these are frontline saints. They're used to doing this. If you don't have anything to say but God bless you and I love you, God will receive that. Amen, praise the Lord. So jump in there and give your chief ambassador. He's not just ours by ourselves. He is the daddy to all of us. And let me rephrase that. He is the father, because the Bible says there are many teachers and very few fathers. And he's still a young man, but he stepped into the position of a father figure. So if you're out there and with us this morning, you're still one of the first fruit family members, give your chief ambassador a good God bless you on today. Are you there? You're on the line.
Good morning, this is Lady God, all the way from Hombre, Florida. God bless you, man of God. I want you to know, and the prayer line to know, I have known this man many, many years. We go back all the way to the state of Arkansas, where my family there loves him dearly. He has done revivals for my brother there in Arkansas. He's traveled throughout the world, throughout the country. And Dr. Johnson, I want to say to you, let me tell you about this. When my husband passed away about 4 years ago, this man of God, humble, and I heard the word humble, man of God, traveled all the way from Kansas City to the state of Florida to be a blessing to my family on my husband's homegoing service. He didn't even blink an eye, he didn't even change a word. He came to play his saxophone, that's my favorite instrument, saxophone. He came to play his saxophone and ministered there in my husband's homegoing service. And Pastor Dr. Johnson, I want you to know, and the well I to know, I love you with the godly love, and I love like the dirty. And saints of God, this is a man of God and a true prophet. And I want you, Dr. Johnson, keep on doing what you're doing. The devil don't like it, but just keep on fighting. Because listen, the devil is not yours, it's the Lord. going to take you through everything that you need to go through. I love you, man of God. I love you, man of God. Man of God, I love you. And I thank God for you. God bless you.
Love you,
too. Amen. I felt like she was talking to me, too. Amen. Lord, I'm receiving it right along with you, Ambassador. Amen. Because you rejoice with others. Amen. Praise the Lord. I've always been taught if you want to be celebrated, celebrate someone else. Amen. And that's what we're doing today. And this was ordered by the Lord. This is about the hearing chief, Ambassador G. Hagen. Bring that extra, that little extra on the end. Add a little ring to it. You know how you're eating your, some of us that like to put hot sauce on our chicken? You know, that little hot sauce bring a little, it did do something to the taste. Amen. And that little extra did something to the taste, which was the best taste of all. If there's anyone there, anyone else, you're on the line. I'm just trying to compel you and let you know that he's deserving to hear from his people. It's no place like home. Everybody in the world can give you an exaltation, but when you hear it from those that are around you, that's, those are the best exhortations that it is. Someone else on the line, please give our chief, your chief ambassador, a good God bless you this morning.
Good morning, this is Bonita, Ambassador-elect, area code 616. I would like to say God bless you, Chief Ambassador. I love you. I thank the Lord for letting your wife share you with us, for having you as a leader, because you are kind and you are patient, and I just love your spirit. You're the greatest leader. You take your time, and you don't fuss at us. You just have a whole lot of patience, and it takes patience to deal with people. And you remind me of the love chapter and how the Bible talks about patience, and patience is love and is kindness. And I just thank the Lord for just having you as a mentor. And I thank God for your dedication, because everybody can't do this. You're on the line. 7 nights a week, 5 days a week, and then in between on Tuesdays and Thursdays. God is good, and I'm just so happy I met you. And everything happens for a reason. There's a purpose. And again, I say God bless you and thank your wife for sharing you with us.
Thank you so much.
It takes a lot to deal with women. Well, my late pastor, Administrative Assistant James Holloway, he used to always say that it's easier to work with men than women. He would say that men will fight and help each other out after the fight, but women won't do that. And I used to think it was funny. So it takes a lot to deal with people, period. God bless you.
Good morning, states all over the land. Good morning, Chief Ambassador Johnson.
I don't know if it is Dr. Mary Lacey in Waukegia.
How many years we have known Dr. Johnson? Long time ago we met Sister Betty, but we met Dr. Johnson way back when Sister Lisa was living, and we were encouraging him to go and play at the Baptist Convention and every convention. And Lord, when he was playing that saxophone, he would clean the house. We thank God for knowing him a long, long time. But later on, we met Sister Betty. My son fell in love with him because he heard his tape and invited him to come to Arizona to play for Merit Bishop a few years. Dr. Johnson is a true loving man for his family. He loved people. He was not out there doing stuff what the others were doing, but he was praising God. And for all of these years, God has been in his life. And I know that it's the brighter day ahead. He's going to be all over the world. He's been all over there, but I'm talking about he's going to be all over the world with his anointing to help the people. God bless you. When I was in that coma,
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I was on that dial. I would call that to Johnson. And the Lord came through those prayers in first group. And now this morning, I feel like a fake saint, said the seventh. I tell you, God has been good. Thank you, Dr. Johnson, for your kindness. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your help. Thank you for when I could call somebody when we were in real serious problems. He could get an answer. I have not forgotten. Oh, God, thank God for you. And God bless you as you elevate and go up.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
God praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Dr. Johnson, Mother Duncan, calling. Amen. I want to say I thank God for you. Amen. You were and have been a blessing to me. Amen. Since I got on this prayer line. Amen. Through Dr. Lacey. Amen. Just a few years ago, the Lord, amen, allowed her to have me to come through on this line after we had such a tragic party and lost everything. Amen. And I want to encourage you, amen, to keep on doing what you're doing, because what you're doing is such a blessing to the people of God. And everybody, I heard somebody say, can't do what you're doing. And I agree with them 100%. Everybody, amen, can't do what you're doing. But then God didn't even give it to everybody, amen, to do it. But I want to say to you, continue to do what you're doing. Be encouraged, amen. Know that God is with you. Amen. I think about sometimes how the Lord give us things to do, and we'll start and stop. But you, oh God, you have held on to it. And I want you to know that God is on your side. Amen. Continue to do what you're doing. And know, and just know, that the sky is the limit for the things that God has for you. We bless you. Love you.
Thank you so much, beautiful.
This is Evangelist Palmer in Kansas, and I want to thank God for being on again today and for having an opportunity to be able to give a shout-out for Dr. Johnson, who I had met when I was first starting my family and was young in Christ, and his father and his mother's church, and into the place that as a teenager coming on up, I thank God that's held on. I thank God that Mother Johnson is still with us, and she's being blessed with the Lord. She's raised each and every one of our children in such a way that God's anointing and blessing has been on them, and that they've been back out the love, the anointing, the teaching that the Lord has given them, as well as the anointing power to be shared and to be transferred over to others. Through the laying on of hands, through the prayers that they travailed in, and through all the many wonderful blessings that God has stored upon Dr. Johnson's life, as well as his mother's life and his brother's life. And I thank God for Dr. Johnson still being with us, you know, falling away among the people that are of God, but that Dr. Johnson has held on down through time. And I even had word that the CD that he had playing is horn was also in the president's office. The president was comforted by his playing of the music. So I thank God that I got a chance to hear that and to be able to remember this, how blessed he is. And I pray that my family members and the ones that I'm interceding in prayer for will also be blessed to go into those areas of the highways and the byways and be a well-remembered passing the spiritual torch of Christ lit up. Help others.
Beautiful. Thank you. This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you, Lucille. God bless you.
God bless you. I just want the pastor to know that I love him and the thing he can do about it, and I really appreciate him, and I appreciate him spending time with my son like he did. God bless you.
God bless you. God chose you. He chose the man. He can make the better. The seventh, talk about everyone. And I thank God for you. I met you in Franklin, and I know I met you. And you're the kindest person, and you can help people and everything like that. And you've been there for people to grab on you, and you take them and stuff, you know. And you get that kind of person. So God chooses to do yourself. He chooses something, so he chooses another. He chooses you to think that you're doing and you continue to do. It's a blessing, and a great, great blessing that God tells you. And continue on because you're going higher. You're not going back. You're going higher. You thank God for your family, your mother, and for the good of that little nephew. But God bless you. We continue to do God's work for the great things in life for you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. That was beautiful. And I mean, she was on it. Amen. God bless. I want to encourage the saints. Whatever you have your hand and in your mouth, share without keeping mouth. Won't you do it today?
Anyone else on the line? Good morning. Good morning, Sister Jennifer. Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. This is Jennifer from Long Island, New York, area code 516. I thank God for Dr. Johnson and also his beautiful family. His mother, I love her dearly. I remember when I first got on the conference line, and wow, my son was born only 2 pounds. From 2 pounds, he went from a pound back and forth in the hospital, taking days from work. It's just wow. And I remember when I got on, and I didn't really say much. I used to just listen. Long story short. And he used to pray for my son nonstop. He said, that little boy, God going to use him. And I remember with Pastor William also, Kevin Stotter, they used to always pray for my son. And long story short, today my son will be 6 years old, June 12th, and he's doing so beautifully. He loved the Lord, and I thank God for First Fruit, and I thank God for you, men of God, and even Hurricane Sandy. And you try to reach out, and not just you, Dr. Pfeiffer, try to reach out as well. And I'm just thanking God, even when I was going through personal stuff with soon to be my husband, you spoke to me, gave me good words of encouragement, and you don't find that anywhere else. You always kept it very professional, man of God, and your beautiful mother, I love her spirit. She always prayed for me. I remember when she prayed for my son about 2 years ago, and I'm just giving God all the glory, and I truly love your family, sir. And thank you so much for always, always was faithful to God's people. God bless you.
Amen. Beautiful.
Amen. This is Sister Johnson in Texas. Great topic morning for Sister Johnson and all the saints on the line. I do want to take this opportunity to say I have truly enjoyed Ambassador Johnson for the gift that God has given and the vision that he has given for having this prayer line. It's been 3 years now since I got on the prayer line, and I just want you to know who would have known that I really, really needed it now. Now that my husband is in the nursing home, it's just like medicine in the morning to help me through the day. And I just praise God for the vision that you have and that the precious legacy that you share with us and just giving us how to go ahead with God and encouragement and so many different things. I've seen you many years ago. I would be in an international meeting and would hear you blowing your horn. I stood in lines and got in your CDs. I seen you on TV, and then all of a sudden, one time, I saw you come to San Antonio, Texas, and you blew your horn at my pastor's dad's funeral in San Antonio, Texas. And I just praise God because continually now I still hear the words of God coming from you, and I'm so encouraged. I ask that you would be encouraged and your family. I've learned to love you the more. Be blessed in the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless. Do you want me to continue? I think it is your day, and it's your season. Amen. Sure day. You know what I want to do? I want to see all these things humbly.
Well, we won't get us women
ambassador.
We want our chief ambassador to know that we love him and make sure you congratulate him as you go along with your exhortations to him, because we're celebrating, amen, the legacy and the great accomplishments that he has accomplished. Amen. You're on the line.
Congratulate him and say what we have to say. And may we open the line, give the line to our First Lady of the Line, Lady Ambassador Betty Johnson, for her words.
Well, praise the Lord. Yes, I definitely would not overlook that. And I, you know me, I'm protocol. I believe she should be first. Amen. But we didn't know that the Spirit was going to lead it that way. So it's in your hands. Amen. First Lady. Amazing Grace, First Lady of the First Fruit Prayer Line, and the First Lady everywhere she go with our chief ambassador this morning with the same warm expression, none other than Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson.
Good morning to everyone. What an introduction. God is good. God is great, and I love him for what he's done. I honor our chief ambassador also, who's accomplished these great things, but I know it was only the hand of God that took him through and brought him out and took him up. So I really appreciate all the accolades I've heard this morning. I appreciate the fact that you guys love him so much. I appreciate the prayers that you continue to give to him. So continue to do that, and I praise you for it. I praise God for it. I praise God for even putting those thoughts in your head. And thank you, and everybody have a blessed day.
And may you be so tremendously blessed, and please forgive us, amen, for it just ran that way without us knowing. The Holy Ghost just brought it in like that. But if I'm ever have the opportunity and I'm in, like, in charge or what have you, you definitely is first, because I know protocol, and you will always be first, and you're not behind him. The Bible says she is to his side. They're one in the spirit, and that's not behind. She to his side, because she's bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. And the Lord took the rib out of Adam's side and not out of his back for the woman. God bless you.
God bless you, Dr. Stern, Ambassador Stern. That's not my makeup, so you're doing great.
Amen. It's not your makeup, but we're going to give it to you anyway. Man, praise the Lord. So we just want you to know that we love you. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it may not be your makeup, but it's still the right way. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. We love you. And if anyone ever, ever meet her, you will see that she has a very humble spirit. And I walk softly before her. I would never want to ever let it be said, amen, that if we have anything to do with it, the First Fruit family, we certainly, amen, when he goes up, she goes up with them. God bless you, our Lady Betty, amen, praise the Lord, the First Lady everywhere with her chief ambassador. Anyone else, we're going to do a couple of more, and maybe we will close out with an impartation of a prayer over our chief ambassador, because he is tired. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're not saying that in a way that he's big and he can't hardly make it, but he needs stress. And everybody knows if you're carrying such a load as that, you need strength. And we want to be the ones to impart the strength into his spirit. So a couple more to give. Maybe we may do it tomorrow, whatever the chief ambassador say, but it is his time. And it is his season. Anyone else want to give him?
Ambassador Stern.
Hello. Wait a minute. I need to have some order. I heard Jerry, and then I heard somebody say Ambassador Stern. So I need to know who was the one that said Ambassador Stern.
Ambassador Stern.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I quickly say just that I have to get off the line? But we all know when there is a celebration and there is an elevation, whenever there are ceremonies, there are gifts that comes along with it. That says how how appreciate you. So if you want to allow me to just at this moment just put it across the line. We have our upcoming conference that is coming, and we will be honoring and celebrating our Chief Ambassador on that Friday night. So just put it in your hearts and your mind, and we will get it together and present it to you. If Chief is not a mind, me out there like that. We would just take a heart that we would appreciate that we will be able to also present all of these beautiful accolades also in gifts. The Bible lets us know the Lord loves to make us smile, and we love to make Him smile, and we love to make our Chief Ambassador smile. So if it's nothing but $10, $20, $50, $100, whatever the gifts may be, get it together in your mind, and it'll come up again, and you can just start putting it to the side and saying, I'm doing that Friday night when we honor our Chief Ambassador for the elevation of all of this that God is doing for the season. I want to plant a seed, and I'm going to share this gift for this celebration. You don't attend a wedding without a graduation, without a gift. When there's a promotion, there's a gift. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.
Amen. In order and on time. Amen. Amen. We gladly receive it in Jesus' name. God bless you, Ambassador Stiff, and may you have a blessed day today as you travel to your job. Amen. Sister Jerry, how are you?
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Jerry, you have blind.
Okay. I just want to say to Dr. Johnson, the first time I met him, he came to our church at Shiloh with his horse. And, oh, my God, that thought, the way he was taught is so clear, you could understand the words coming out of that horse. And then I went to Kansas City to hear him again. He came to Waukegan twice that I was there. And then I came to Kansas City to hear him. And, boy, and that's when he started the Prayer and Praise convention started.
Praise God. Thank you so much for
the greeting, and I just wanted to congratulate Dr. Johnson on his, I'll say his anniversary for this prayer line, and I bless him and his wife in the mighty name of Jesus. It's a good work to encourage saints to pray, because the Word of God told us that man ought to always pray and not to faint. And we need to be together in prayer. And I just want to honor also Dr. Mary Lacey, who first gave me the opportunity back in the summer to come on the line. And I want to give honor to her for introducing me. She gave me the prayer line number, and I just thank God for her. She's been through a lot, but she did introduce me to a great prayer line, and I thank God for Ambassador Pastor Patricia Stern. And, we just come to embrace each other, and I thank God for the prayer line. I thank God for all those that are on the line from the Lake County area, and I really just thank God that there are prayer warriors out there that are encouraged to love one another and to lift up the man and woman of God. So I give God glory and for you, and that you will continue to bless all of us that participate in prayer and in exhortation and impartation of the Word of God. And know that by the Spirit of the living God, I love you both, and I'm encouraged for the husband and wife team. And I thank God for you, and God bless you all and everyone that's on the line across the country. Be encouraged today, and know that God loves you, and you are always on his mind. God, praise the Lord.
And thank you so very much, and I'm sure my chief ambassador and all of the prayer warriors on this line receive it, and she also is a prayer warrior. I'm bringing prayer warriors on the line. Chief ambassador, it's 7:03, and we do want to put a word of prayer into your spirit, and then we want to turn it back over to you. Is that all right?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Excuse me, Ambassador Stern. I'm sorry. Mr. Evangelist LaTanya.
Praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am.
God bless you. I just want to just real quickly, I just say congratulations to Chief Ambassador Johnson. And, sir, continue to let the Lord use you. Stay encouraged. Lady Betty, God bless you. Love you. I pray God continue to strengthen the both of you. And then God has put a rod in your hand, as he gave to Moses. Amen. Stretch forth your rod. Amen. Let the Lord use you. God bless you. Love you.
Well, praise the Lord. And we really don't want to be impolite to anyone. Perhaps tomorrow, the way Chief Ambassador want to carry his service, maybe he will open it up again. I know we're long-winded, and we got to be like we do in church. I'm giving you 3 minutes, and that's it. Amen. So others can come in. I'm one that's long-winded, but thank God I'm operating it this morning, so I got a little leeway. Amen. Good Lord, God bless you. Amen. And like Chief Ambassador said, he doesn't want any space in between, because we don't want it to be silent. That the devil will come in on a silent spot. Amen. And tomorrow morning, amen, this is a prayer line. If there's anyone else that is a first-time visitor, we greet you this morning as well. Amen. And let's not forget to continue to invite others to join our first group prayer line every morning from 6 to 7. Amen. Praise the Lord. The line and the doors and everything is open to first group prayer line here. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to do a brief prayer. Amen. You may not have gotten your prayer request in on the line, but you can still continue to put your prayer request in to God Almighty, because that's where they're going anyway. Amen. And we certainly don't want to be selfish. Amen. Praise the Lord. And not giving our chief ambassador his due benevolence. So as we all pray together, I'm just going to do a short prayer. I'm not going into, nothing but for our chief ambassador to just continue to strengthen him and hold up his hands. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this day, and God, we just thank you for every good and perfect gift comes from above. We thank you, oh God, that you allowed us to be in this day, and you woke us up this morning, clothed in our right mind. And, oh, God, as we lift up one another, oh, God, we thank you for the first fruit family, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. All that have joined on from every area, every state, every avenue, whatever, Lord God, we pray, oh, God, whatever prayer requested that they did not get in today on the line, oh, God, we want to make sure that they got it in on the main line. And that's calling you, oh, God, without any interruption, without anybody, oh, God, stopping their prayer, because you can hear every last one of us at the same time. But, oh, God, if there were any special needs on the line this morning, we embrace it, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. If it was anyone that was sick, Lord God, we know, oh, God, that you're a doctor in a sick room. Anybody that's facing court, Lord God, we know that you're a lawyer in a courtroom, Lord God. If anyone going to, oh, God, for trying to get a job and standing before someone and taking tests, God, be with them in the name of Jesus. All that have to leave and go to work. Oh, God, we come against the enemy, and we send your loving angels around them to protect them, to bless them going out and they're coming in. And now, God, as we place an umbrella of prayer over our chief ambassador in the name of Jesus, we come praying, oh, God, and thanking you, oh, God, that you've given us this man-child in the name of Jesus, the man of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You said in your word that the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. And God, you have ordered his steps. We pray, oh God, that we walk our own. We pray, oh God, that we will respect him. We pray, oh God, that we will lift him up in Jesus' name. And God, we lift up Lady Betty as well. We lift up daughter and his son-in-law, his grandchildren. We lift up Mother Johnson this morning. We lift up his sisters and his brothers. We lift up, oh God, his ministry, Amazing Grace. We lift up, oh God, the blog line. We lift up, oh God, the first fruit prayer line. And Lord, we lift that horn up. We know it's that anointed horn. Lord, this morning, we pray the blood covering, even over the instrument, Lord God, because the enemy is a liar and a thief and a robber by night. And God, we pray that he put it in a safe place in the mighty name of Jesus, because it is exposed now, Lord God. And God, that is the anointed horn. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, come pray, oh God, that you strengthen him. Strengthen him in his loins. Strengthen him in his bed. Strengthen him in his throat. Strengthen him in his glands. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen him in his organs. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we are the Aarons, and we lift up the Moses spirit before you, Lord God. You made him and you know all about him. He's not only called, but he's chosen. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Blessings from on high. Oh, God, blessings going out to her and blessings going in. We subject not a witch, oh God, to come against the man of God. We pray blood covering for the protection, oh God. Oh, God, enemy, the jealousy of enemy is raging, and jealousy is cruel as the grave. And oh, God, I'm reading in the word, and Psalms say, torture her, and do my prophet no harm. Oh, God, we come praying, and we bind up the adversary. Oh, God, you better not touch her. Put your mouth on the man of God, that causes a consequence to her when you do. And God, you place trust around him. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and we believe you, oh, God. Whose report are we going to believe? We're going to believe the report of the Lord, because he's just going to be known publicly in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you this morning, oh God. Hallelujah. That the sun rised on us this morning. We thank you, oh God, for the S-U-N. And we thank you, Lord, for the S-O-N. Oh God, this morning, we praise you. We're not looking up man as to worship you, but God. We're going according to the word. You say, give honor to whom honor is due. And one said and said, give double honor. And God, we're giving double honor. And the word of God said, mother not the ox that tread upon the corn. In other words, Lord, he's feeding us. Oh, God. And we're for the wisdom seminars. We thank you for the word of encouragement. We thank you, oh God, for the preach word. And oh God, we're coming up to our sharing real soon. We thank you for the sharings. Oh Jesus. And that's why we pray. And so many other things. Oh Jesus. We pray that you cover his home. By the very Jesus. Oh God, the blessed God that we hold up, he brought it to the land, the water that he calls to put the oil in, he brought it to the land, that the people of God may be blessed, and we're sucking it in, oh Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, oh God, for the Ukraine, he brought back to us, Lord, hallelujah, oh thank you this morning, we bless your name. We're not trying to outdo one another, but we're going to do our part in the name of Jesus. We're going to do our part. We're going to let our light shine. We're going to command that they may see our good works and not glorify us, but glorify what is in heaven. Oh God, let him rest. Let him eat well. Don't let nobody disturb him. Hallelujah. And God, I heard you tell me in the spirit today to let the man of God know that he can't issue his telephone number out to everybody. That's why he's lacking sleep and lacking rest. He has ambassadors that can carry the issue. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, we got to be sensitive to his needs, in the mighty name of Jesus, God's got him in a holy place right now, hallelujah, for him to be before him, hallelujah, because greater things is coming his way, hallelujah, and he got to be where God would want him to be, he's trained us, he's nourished us, and sometimes we gotta let him go because we belong to God and we carry on the work of the Lord. We're glory to God. Lord, bless him today, and we thank you, God, that we are part of the platform and a part of his life in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you this morning. The blood of Jesus is against you. We sealed this crowd this morning. We sealed those words of encouragement. We sealed that anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we do love you and we give you the praise. And if you're still on the line, let's just give the Lord a 1 little minute of saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, sir.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
He told us that, Lord God. He told us how to give you a thousand praises. And I thank you for that, Lord God. It is the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, here's to your name. God bless you. Thank you. Bless you this morning. And I thank you so very much, Chief Ambassador, for allowing me out of your platform. You don't have to do it, but because you do, I walk softly before you and softly before my God, and I put it back in your hands for our last words of encouragement. And in Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. God bless you, Saint. Amen. Back in your hands, Chief Ambassador.
Thank you so much, Ambassador. Amen. Go ahead.
Ambassadors elect.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you.
Ambassador-elect, amen. Praise the Lord when I'm in the anointing. Please to forgive me, amen. I recognize everybody, amen. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, Chief Ambassador.
Amen. I just want to thank everybody for all these words. I appreciate them so very much. And it has really encouraged me. I want you to know how my mention is the ministry of Jesus Christ. And if you push me up, there's no way I'm going up without you. I got your hands, and we go up together. Amen. And that's the way God has made me, to reach back and pull you with me. So, rest assured, every Sunday morning, in Amazing Grace, I'll tell you that I'm celebrating at least 18, 15 people. And I just, you know, the Lord will let you love him more than he loves you. And that's my goal. It's not that y'all love me more than I love you. And to show you that I love you because I care. And that I care from my heart. And I'm trying my best to show you that I care. And I love you and I appreciate every word that you're giving to us this morning. Take it humbly and I appreciate it so very, very, very much. I pray for you. Keep in your prayers. Thank you, all of you, for all the words of encouragement. You know, it came at a time when I really needed it. Thank you so very, very, very much. Good things. And this is not a little thing, but so many things mean so much to me. Those words, the only thing I wish I hadn't recorded it. I didn't really have to play it back over and over again. But I got recorded it, and I got one of these computer minds being a composer, an orchestra composer. So I got it recorded. Thank you so much. I appreciate everything that's been done. Father, you told me that anybody who would bless me, and you said this year is good for me, that you would bless. These folks have blessed me. And I'm holding you to your word. Bless them boundlessly. Make a way out of no way for them. Give miracles like they've never seen in 2015. God, I pray that you would supply, as you promised, their every need, but God, give them above their needs, that you would bless them going out and coming in. I'm asking you, as you said, you would bless anybody, bless me, bless them in the city, and bless them in the field, bless them going out, bless them coming in, bless their home, Lord, bless their family, bless that son, that girl, that father. Bless her husband, that wife. Bless their health. Give them great health. Bless them, give them great strength. I pray that you bless them as they travel. Even bless their car, Lord, as they drive. Bless them with cognizance as they go here and there. I pray that you give them favor. And I pray that you bless them so they have preferential treatment. In the name of Jesus, like they've never seen before. I pray blessings upon everything they touch. As they walk, let them be blessed. As they talk, let them be blessed. That their eyes that see be blessed, and their ears and hear be blessed. But let even their breath that they breathe be breath, be blessed. And all God bless them in every way, everything they touch. Let them be blessed. I pray for financial blessings. Release. Cut the red tape, Lord. And release the money.
This conference is being recorded.
Release the monies to them, Lord, that they may have blessings like they never seen. And give them to them. Raise them up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And just as they have celebrated me, let them be celebrated in Jesus' name. Oh, God. To be anybody who's sick, let the blessings of the Lord touch them in their body. And and let them be healed, oh God, in Jesus' name. Touch those with cancer, heal them. Those that have been healed, those that have no blood bleed up, those who are inside of illness and infirmity, let the only anointing be their Lord, touching and thwarting the enemy of the flesh. I speak to you, woman, in the name of Jesus. And the power of the Holy Ghost go into you and cause a healing virtue to flow. Death that cannot be denied. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless, bless, bless. Take them up, 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 up. In the name of Jesus, bless their home, Father, away. And bless them when they come back. Oh, bless them in the neighborhood. Bless them around the neighbors. In Jesus' name. Bless them at their church. Bless them in their state. Bless them in their jurisdiction. Bless Lord. Bless them. Now I'm asking you something that I don't ask normally, except for the amazing grace. But I'm going to ask you, as you're making millionaires around the world, would you remember this prayer line and stop by this prayer line and make millionaires on this prayer line? I'm going to ask you, Lord, that you're Jehovah God, and everything is possible to you when there are impossibilities to man. Would you do that? And I would appreciate it very much if you would let, if you would bless some people in this life and make them millionaires, I pray. And even, oh my God, oh my God, and from what's your prophet, your servant, that you would do this for them in the name of Jesus. Because we have not, because we ask not. I'm asking you to do it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, back on the minds of the people who you know it. That they may know, even as Elijah, even as Elijah, pardon me, from thinking that they may know that you have done this for your glory. And that they may know that there is a prophet visible. Do this, Lord, that you have done this for your glory. And that they may know that there is a prophet here in Kansas. We pray. Thank you again. I've got it done. And even before I get the word, I will thank you. 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 Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen. I bless all of you today, and Lord bless you and keep you.
Have a blessed day, everyone. Bye.
You have a blessed day.
Blessings, you're a God.
God bless everybody.
God bless everybody.